You're listening to Katie and Kay Carbondale. This is Geek Speak. Support for Katie and Kay comes from Louie the Computer Guy, providing PC and Mac repair, networking support, tutoring, and web design. Be secure, informed, and connected. 948-7992. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk, in studio with Louie the Computer Guy.
Thank you, Matt.
Get those electrons flowing.
Mm-hmm. Got the red light. We're red lighting.
Yeah. Right. We're also joined by Chris and Andrea. They're working with CoVenture, and they're going to be putting together an app workshop here shortly. Here you guys are on. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea Rego with Atelier Home Design.
And I'm Chris Beebe, founder of Gobi Map.
So, all right.
So, we had a chance to chat a fair amount before the show. And so you guys are both app developers, you both developed for the iOS platform, that being for iPads and iPhones. And so before we launch into talking about the workshop you're going to be doing at CoVenture, why don't you each take a turn and tell us a little bit about the app that you designed, if you would.
Okay. So Atelier is a home design app. It allows the user to create, visualize, and purchase all that they need for their home design project. So if you're looking into remodeling a room, let's say you want to change the paint color, the wallpaper, the flooring, add furniture, see how it all looks, and then decide if that matches your budget, if you're ready to go for it, then this is the app for you. It uses augmented reality to measure your room. The following versions will allow you to use those dimensions to create a 3D model. Right now, you can do it all in 2D, and you can find it in the App Store under Atelier Home Design, A-T-E-L-I-E-R.
Awesome.
And Gobi Map is a mobile app for the healthy, active lifestyle. We just believe we're better people. We are more creative, more productive, more present when we have good food in our bellies and a chance to work out or relax in a park and pursue the things that make us feel more human. So we've brought together high-quality food and drink, yoga, gear shops, fitness studios, parks, trailheads, even kids' activities, and more recently lodging onto one simple-to-use platform. You just open up the app, you're the black dot in the middle, and all the good stuff around you populates. And it works anywhere in the world.
Okay. You know, I think I'm going to be getting that app because I run into this problem. You know, it's like, I think there needs to be like a, you know, Paleo King, you know, there's like somebody needs to start like a chain Paleo King or non-dairy Jack or something like that, you know, because, you know, so many times it's like I drive up and down the valley all the time. And, you know, I pretty much have like, I've got a circuit of taco trucks that I go to, you know, cause I don't eat gluten. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm looking for, you know, something that, you know, doesn't, you know, ring the bell at 1200 calories, right, you know, for lunch. And, so it's, you know, it's hard, man. It's like, you know, sometimes like, can I just go through a drive through and get a package of carrot and celery sticks, right, you know, right, but you know, that's just too much to ask, you know, from these guys. So let's see, we were talking about it a little bit. You know, Chris was saying that, your app is, populated, you're basically, you've created a custom filter or a way of filtering data from Google Earth, is that correct, or Google Maps?
Well, we pull from Google Places, actually kind of their internal database.
Exactly, yeah, that's
and then okay. We also have a database where we populated food, drink, gear shops, some kids' activities, some parks and trailheads, for all of Colorado, mm-hmm, actually into a database of our own, about 5,400 entries at this point,
okay,
that we pull from first, And then outside those categories and outside of Colorado, yes, we pull from Google, and then we filter for quality and content to eliminate the gaming that's going on out there.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm kind of, I've got a dog in this fight myself. So is there like going to be a switch that I can say, show me only places with gluten-free options? It's like, not to put you on the spot or anything, but...
That is our intention. It takes, we're actually experimenting with web crawlers right now to go in and actually dig a little deeper into websites and look for certain words like gluten-free or fresh and local or
paleo,
grass-fed
probably,
those sorts of things that get a little bit more granularity than we get out of just keyword searches, the kind of searches that we would do on our own phones.
Great. Well, I can see the sky just being the limit on that. I think that's a great, I think both of you guys have a great idea for, you know, pursuing this. So Andrea, you were saying that you have partnerships with a number of different online retailers.
Right. And, so we have some retailers that we're partnering with. And one of the things that we offer that you wouldn't be able to find from places like Wayfair or Amazon is like high quality furniture, or furniture that has been produced with fair trade in mind.
Okay.
And so we are sort of like a different flavor. We try to make sure that the things that our customers can get are high quality things that are not impacting the world in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as a matter of fact, one of our brand positioning things is that we give back to the world. So after the year, we take 1% of our yearly revenue and we donate that back to NGOs and nonprofits that help contribute to the world by creating home building projects around developing communities. So that's how we do it.
Great. So is that something that, is there a system that you, I mean, how do you go about just on a wholesale basis shopping for suppliers that
it's not
source
easy.
That way?
Yeah. We have to, most of them we've reached out personally. We've done the research, found them. We know that these are the people that we want to work with. We have also been reached out by other of them. So we go through like an interviewing process, making sure that we like the quality of their products, that our brands are aligned. And if they have a website that has shipping and all of that taken care of, then we go ahead and partner with them so that we become a platform for them to reach more people.
Got it. Now, I'm guessing that there's a social responsibility component in your, you said something about fair trade and
exactly.
You know, such like that. But so we're not going to get, you know, organic wood furniture that was built by Chinese children at gunpoint.
Right.
You know, for
right.
instance, you know, that's, it's just, I just have a thing about that. You know, I just don't like that idea. So anyway, if anybody wants to call in and ask Chris and Andrea any questions, our number is 970-963-2976. And the phone lines are open, and we've got plenty more that we're going to dig into here. But just thought I don't think we've mentioned the number yet.
No, so. Yeah, 963-2976. If you have any questions for Chris or Andrea or Louie and myself.
Yep. So, so anyway, let's talk a little bit about your and jump in here, Matt, if you want. I'm kind of running the interview here. But let's talk a little bit about your workshop that you're going to be doing. Do you have, like, guys have a date set for that?
Yeah, we do. We're going to do it on Saturday, July 27th.
Okay.
It's probably going to be a 5 to 6 hour workshop, you know, kind of 11 to 4 or 5 kind of thing.
Okay.
We're going to start from the start, which
yeah,
is...
So.
Why are you doing this? and then take it from there, because it can go a lot of different ways. And people are interested in building apps these days, and there's a lot of great technology to leverage. And so we're going to kind of share our experience, but also really kind of take a lean business model approach to it and talk about iteration and sourcing and resources and, you know, really start to finish up to financing and things that are going on at CoVenture that we can tie people into, and a lot of resources there, a lot of things going on there too. So it's going to be a good workshop.
Yeah. And also we have the Roaring Fork Technologists next Tuesday.
That's right.
Yeah. Got to tie in at CoVenture. So that'll be the Tuesday evening around 5:30, 7:30, something like that.
And is that going to be kind of a, is that a launch event? Or
we're in the thick of a Python project. So we're getting a calendar aggregation service for the Valley. We're going to be working with KD&K and Soper Sun and so on to aggregate the event calendars in the Valley so that we have one place where we have all the information, and then we're going to try to distribute that back out to all the events people.
Okay.
So
we're
in the late planning stages of that.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you guys give us a little bit of a thumbnail of, you know, just, you know, without giving away the farm, here, you know, give us a little thumbnail about, you know, where did you start? I mean, what, you know, did you just wake up one morning and go, I think I need my own app, you know?
Well, in my case, it was sort of a compilation of ideas. I knew I wanted to start my own business. I'm a trained architect, so I was working in architecture full time. And I knew I wanted to kind of like have my own approach to design and helping. And I just always saw design as a great resource for people to, I mean, this is going to sound kind of weird, but it's really like a way of taking control of your life. Like basically everything that you see around us has been designed by somebody, thought of. Every like process in life has been thought of or designed. And if you don't think about it or you don't put any design thought into it, then things just kind of like happen. That's sort of like my overview of design in general. But then working in my practice as an architect, saw a lot of my clients didn't really want to hire an interior designer. They felt like they could take control. They could do things their way. There are so many sources of information right now, like house, Pinterest, all these different things. So my clients had already a pretty good idea of what they wanted. They just didn't know how to source things, put them together, visualize them. So I became their drafter on top of their project manager, showing them in 3D what it could be, and then putting together the numbers for them. So I realized all these little things that I was doing for them, even though it was costing them the same because, you know, like they were paying for the whole thing, there were things that could be easily done by technology if a platform was easy enough to use and had the resources that they needed. So I started putting together ideas. First, I thought I could just sell out pre-designed packages of like these two pieces of furniture is going to cost you this much. You can purchase the design with the layout. And then I realized that's not going to work because people are going to want to do it their way anyway. So if I could build a platform that allows them to play with it, change it out, change their minds as many times as they want to, because that's the key thing there, then the design process could be much simpler, much more approachable, and that was my goal, was to empower them and give them confidence by making something that seems kind of big and out of reach into something super simple.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, I can't help but think that there's probably kind of a little bit of a selfish piece to that, because I've done a fair amount of web design, and the worst thing about, the thing I hate about web design is, you know, we'll spend an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, getting ideas. And I go and I just pour my heart out into the design, and I'm just so excited about it. And I can't wait to like show it to them and, you know, show them the test version of the site or whatever. And then they turn around and go, well, this is really good, but it's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, And I go, well, because one of the things I always try to get people to do is like, can you draw me a picture of what you want it to look like? Do you know how hard it is to get somebody to do that?
Oh, boy.
You know, because, you know, and people, the funny thing about it is they consume so many, you know, page views of websites during the course of a day. But you go and you try to sit somebody down who has a business and say, so you want a website, what do you want it to look like?
Right.
And they're like, they just go blank, you know? And then you start throwing out ideas and they're like, no, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. And so this way it's kind of like, you know, I always thought I love going to those, Chinese, the Oriental restaurants where you build your own, you go through the little bowl and, you know, and then when you get done eating, if it's not that good, you can't really, you know, go over and tell the chef that he messed up. You know,
right.
It's just like, I made something really bad. Yeah. So anyway, so let's, what about you, Chris? I mean, what was your, the
impetus?
What was the egg?
A few years ago, I was traveling a lot for business. A lot of times I'd come out of a meeting at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and I wouldn't even know what town I'm in. All around New England and New York, New Jersey. And I had, you know, a limited amount of time to figure out where to get a good meal and a good workout or ride my bike. My family was back here at the time, and you know, I had a deadline of reading a story to my daughter before bed, I found that I was using all of that time just finding the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd end up punting, miss a workout, and I started gaining weight. I started getting lethargic. And when you're doing business development on the road, lethargy is not your friend. There just wasn't anything on the market that was doing what I needed to get done. And so I came back and I kind of put it on the shelf for a year or so. And then I was traveling with my daughter back east again and ran into the same situation. And I told her about this idea and she was, I don't know, 8 or 10 at the time. And no, she's older than that, 12. And she said, well, you got to build it. You got to do it. And you know, when you're 12 and you're a master of your technologies, you know, everything seems easy. But I jumped in and we use it now all the time. We were just in Belize over spring break and used it down there to find places. And people have been using it in different parts of the world and with success. And so far the reviews are good. And I'm just looking forward to building it and making it more available and seeing what we can do.
Good deal. Well, you know, kudos to both you guys because, you know, to me, I have a very inventive mind. I come up with ideas for inventions all the time. And, you know, I've got one that I'm like been really stuck on for the last couple of years, but it's just like the voices in my head that tell me this has already been done. Your idea is really not that interesting. It's going to be too hard, you know, just all that stuff. I mean, it's like just the fact that you guys were able to overcome that and, you know, and take it to the next step and, you know, take a plunge with it. And, you know, for me, it's like, of course, you know, I wrote some letters to some executives of a couple companies that would be interested in my, you know, invention, my baby, and no response.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, the voices in my head are saying, yeah, see, they don't like it either, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I'm sure you guys will be talking about that, how to overcome that,
we're going to cover that a lot in the workshop because neither one of us are coders. Neither one of us are technologists.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tremendous amount of resources out there for folks like us that don't have a technical background that want to build something technical. There's a lot of mental dialogue. I can't speak for Andrea, but there's been a lot of times where I'm like, who do you think you are? And who do you think, you know, what do you think you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're totally,
yeah.
out of your element here, and I have been. But I'm a sponge for information, and I've really enjoyed the process, and I know Andrea has too. We've been peers now for a year or so, and watching each other come along, and it's a fantastic experience if you can muster the little bit of perseverance and chutzpah.
Yeah. So your app's called Atelier.
Yes.
Atelier, or are you going full French on this? Or,
so nobody says croissant. Everybody says croissant. So
sure, absolutely.
So that's sort of what I'm going after. Atelier means workshop or studio in French, and it's basically a universal word used in design.
Okay.
So that's why I picked it. A lot of people see that word multiple places and they're like, oh, I thought of you. I thought of your app because I saw this word over there. So I like that.
Okay. Got it. Because I definitely want to go check out both of your apps. I'm intrigued.
Awesome.
You know, it's, I think the cool thing is that, you know, so many people think that in order to make something like this happen, that they need to be coders. And the bottom line is, because Matt and I have actually both done some coding ourselves, and, you know, as a coder, I love being relieved of the creative element of, like, you know, like not having to worry about, like, the basic idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I put together an application for, like, equestrian camps for kids, you know, and it's like, and they just kept on. You know, they said, you know, basically we need to start out with, like, doing a scheduling application, and we got kids that are three different writing levels. And, you know, so I started doing that, and they're like, oh yeah, well now we need to, like, start putting money in their books, you know?
Yeah.
and, you know, and quite honestly, it was just like, bring it on, you know?
Yeah.
It's, and I can imagine it's kind of like that for you guys as well. You know, you've got the coders out there that are like, you're just feeding them tasks, you know, of what we want to do with it. And, you know, you find the right people that are, you know, into it, and they'll jump right on board. So we should get down to the who, what, when, and where of your, workshop, because we're getting close on time. So,
sure.
You guys want to.
So it's called Create Your App Workshop, right?
I'll go with that.
Okay.
There's no gray area for me what it's about.
Yeah. You know, so. It's going to be on Saturday the 27th at CoVenture. We'll really walk you through all these phases, teach you about all the different tools, and like Chris said, think about your why first, why you really want it. If it's an idea that's been in your head for over 2 years and you still can't seem to walk away from it, then it's probably something you need to execute. So come over, we'll talk about our own struggles, what we've been through, so that you know exactly what you're getting into. It's not going to be easy, is what we're going to prepare you for. But we can give you all the tools and walk you through our own mistakes so that you don't make them. Okay. In the future.
All right. And you're going to be at CoVenture down on Main Street, the 27th at 11 a.m. Is that right?
Yeah, okay. That's 201 Main Street, 2nd
okay.
and Main.
All right. And do you guys have a cost for the workshop? What is that still in development?
Apparently, we've been encouraged not to put that on the air.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
By some people that work here.
Okay, got it. All right. Well, I'll no,
do.
I'll
do def- I want to dance.
I'll defer that. to the people that work here.
Yeah. Me too.
So, absolutely. Sorry to mean to make
no,
that
awkward.
No, that's
okay. That's
know?
All right.
So
I'm rolling.
Anyway, that's awesome. I wish I could make it that day. I'm playing at the distillery the night before, so I'm going to be a piece of work.
Yeah.
But anyway. I'll take it on out, Matt.
Yeah, there we go. You've been listening to Geek Speak on KDNK. I'm your host, Matt McBrayer, from Roaring Fork Help Desk in studio with the Louis the Computer Guy. Thanks, Chris and Andrea, and hopefully have a great day, workshop on the 27th.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Have a great time.